From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Forecasters say the Northeast could be in for some very severe weather and flooding today, and this Norwich, Connecticut resident is bracing for an overflow from the Yantic River.
We've done everything that we possibly can. We're not talking inches, we're talking feet.
National Weather Service forecaster Bruce Terry says there may be new rainfall records in the East today.
In some locations, there's going to be another 2 to 3 inches of rainfall between this morning and Wednesday morning. So if some places are close to monthly records, they may indeed pass some of those later today.
Flood warnings and advisories are in place from Maine to the Carolinas. President Obama and French President Nicolas Sarkozy meet at the White House today. Sarkozy has been saying the world needs an America that both shows the way on major issues and listens to others. He's expected to reiterate those points while reaffirming the strength of the two countries' relationship. Toyota says it is starting a task force to focus on quality, customer service, and customer confidence. The company is recalling millions of cars and trucks for suspected problems with braking and unintended acceleration. What's behind the problem of sudden acceleration? The Transportation Department is launching two studies it hopes will help find answers to that question. Here's NPR's Frank Langfitt.
When it comes to sudden acceleration, theories abound. Toyota blames floor mats and sticky accelerators. Some engineers and plaintiffs' attorneys say the problem lies with electronic throttles and electromagnetic interference. Still others think some of it is due to drivers putting their feet on the wrong pedals. The government plans two studies. One will involve NASA engineers and focus on the electronic systems of Toyotas. The second, with the National Academy of Sciences, will focus on acceleration problems across the auto industry. After all, it's not just a Toyota problem. In the 2008 model year, Volkswagen Audi had less than 3% of the U.S. auto market, but nearly 15% of the acceleration complaints, according to an NPR analysis. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.
The Environmental Protection Agency plans to step up its scrutiny of the plastic additive called BPA. NPR's John Hamilton has that story.
The EPA estimates that more than 1 million pounds of BPA is released into the environment each year. Some of it ends up in drinking water. The agency says that may be a problem for people because BPA can act like a sex hormone in the body and has caused reproductive problems in lab animals. So the EPA has announced a plan to learn more about exposure to the chemical. The agency will add BPA to a short list of chemicals of particular concern. It will also begin requiring information about BPA concentrations in water supplies, and it will look for ways to reduce unnecessary exposures to the chemical. The action comes after the Food and Drug Administration announced in January that it had some concerns about the use of BPA in food packaging. John Hamilton, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Moscow observes an official day of mourning today, a day after two subway bombings killed 39 people. No group is claiming responsibility. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin vows to destroy terrorists. The Srebrenica massacre of 1995 was the largest mass killing since World War II. More than 8,000 Bosnian Muslim men and boys were killed as Serbs took over their town. Terry Schultz reports that even as some Serbs deny the murders ever happened, their parliament is considering apologizing for them.
Will it help to apologize? More than 100 Serbian parliamentarians evidently think so. They've proposed a resolution that condemns the crimes of July 1995 and expresses condolences and apologies that measures were not taken to stop the killings. It also pledges to support the Belgrade government in prosecuting war crimes and contributing to the Hague International Tribunal on the former Yugoslavia. Such cooperation is one of the requirements for Serbia to fulfill its goal of joining the European Union. Ratko Mladic, the general in charge of the Bosnian Serb forces which allegedly led the Srebrenica massacre, is still on the run and widely believed to be hiding in Serbia. The draft resolution to be debated today also urges other former Yugoslav states to condemn crimes against Serbs in the Bosnian War. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Physicists near Geneva will try again to get their Big Hadron Collider to smash protons into one another, possibly this hour. They say some minor technical problems prevented them from launching the experiment earlier today. They hope to learn more about matter, antimatter, small particles, and the origins of the universe. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.